I am joined in studio by a lady that I've really admired from afar for a long time. I'm a huge fan of your work, Rachel Feinstein. Now, you went to New York at 17.
Yeah.
That blows my mind because I did the same thing. I left Florida, I guess I was 18.
Yeah.
And I grew up in New York and I was like, you know what? I left school. I was like, I want to do radio. I went to New York. And it's just overwhelming if you let it get to you.
Yes.
But when you're driven, I mean, it's almost, Rachel, like you had blinders on too.
And well, it's funny. You call it drive. I just felt like I was such a quaking mess, just hurling myself back to one thing. I was excited by it. I really was. That's right. All I can say. I mean, for the rest of my life, I was a mess. I was losing every job. I was all over the place. I was a nervous wreck.
Well, because that's what you weren't meant to do. This
yeah.
is what you were meant to do. We
you're
can't
right,
function.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't function in a 9-to-5 job outside of a microphone in my face.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I can't
yeah.
even drive a car without a microphone in my face. No, but Rachel, next after that, you got the first gig. Do you remember your first, did you feature with Jeff? Did you go on the road with them? Like, when
I didn't
did you
go
start?
On the road. Jeff called Gina at Boston Comic Club, who was okay. the booker at that time, Gina Savage, this woman who's really sweet. And she gave me an audition there on like a Friday night. And I went
oh,
up
wow.
and I had I think it was like 5 minutes on a Friday or something. And I had a really Pat? Good set. Yeah, it went well. And, you know, I had like a primed great crowd and I did well. And then I think that was where I got my first paid spot. Yeah.
Do you remember how much? $50?
Oh, my God. Less. I'm sure it was like $25 or
so
something.
So how are
yeah.
you eating? How are you surviving at this point?
I was a nanny for these kids
right.
on the Upper East Side that
right.
I was really attached to. And
still? You were still doing that? How many years were you a nanny?
Like 7 years, maybe. That was the only job that I could keep. I was fired as like, you know, I as various clothing stores, a pizza place. I mean – really just constantly asked to leave. I was horrible. I was just always late.
What's
I couldn't focus.
What's the worst thing you ever did at a job that they didn't know about, that if they would have, you would have been fired?
My God, I was such an animal at my jobs.
Like there the was pizza this place. How do you get fired from a pizza place?
That was really sad. That was actually in Potomac, Maryland, and that was after I moved to New York.
Right.
But I broke up with Dick's sister, and then I was going home on I would go back and forth just for the weekends for a period of time because I wanted
right.
to come back to New York, but I missed my friends.
Right.
So I had a guy that I knew from high school, and he subletted me his place just for the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd stay there on the weekends, and I go to this acting coach that I went to there. And I go home during the weekend work to make some money and see my friends. And
right.
I worked at this place called Potomac Pizza. And there was like this – at that time, I thought it was really like exciting that I was working at Potomac Pizza and hanging out with all these – yeah, like waspy Potomac people. And I slept in one morning. I was coming back from New York. I'd ridden the Greyhound pretty late, and I slept in, and my dad woke me up. He was supposed to wake me up or something. He didn't realize until he got to work, and he called my job to say, I'm Rachel's dad, and she's slept in, you know, which, of course, that was unacceptable to the people of Potomac Pizza and humiliating, you know. It's like all these cool kids.
But he meant well.
Yeah, he meant well. They fired me like the next day. And then they just didn't, that whole crew, I remember, didn't want to hang out with me after that. Like, I wasn't cool anymore. I was
had
just like the weird
call.
Girl that had her dad call. And I remember they had like these drinking parties and they wouldn't invite, like I was always getting invited to their keg parties. And suddenly it was just radio silence from that Potomac crew.
Yeah. But I guarantee you that
yeah.
whole Potomac crew probably has 3.5 kids. They're all 50 pounds overweight. Am I right? Come on. And they're all miserable. No,
I don't even know who was. You know, it's probably like that group mentality. There's no specific person I hate in the whole. But I also, it does come back to the fact that I'm sure I was an awful employee before that as well, too. So I definitely deserve to be fired. Aside from sleeping in, I remember feeling like every part of that job was confusing. Like, I couldn't remember the orders. I couldn't bring them over. I was a terrible waitress and bartender. I was just constantly apologizing to everyone. And people were just constantly furious with me. Yeah. That's why I never really get mad at people when I go into businesses and stuff. If somebody is, I can't get mad about incompetence because I've been incompetent in everything I've ever done. So I really can't be like, you should be doing your job properly because I've never done any job correctly. I only get upset when somebody's like a jerk, like if somebody's a bitch or, you know, a jerk, because I'm like, all right, if you're rude, then I'm angry. If you're awful, but you're apologizing for your worthlessness, which is what I did through every job, then I relate to you and I accept that.
Rachel Feinstein, you are a treasure. I'm telling you, people, check her out. Go to her website. Check out her schedule. See her live. You got to support live comedy because it's unlike anything else. You could also purchase Thug Tears on iTunes and, of course, upload on True TV, Godfrey Shack, Rachel Feinstein. Thank you so much for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.